Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
You know, it's pretty easy to find an excuse to stay in bed or sit on the couch with your glass of wine or any of those things that don't contribute to good health habits. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about some expert-backed tips for how to make a new habit permanent. So first of all, you want to create a personalized plan. You want to set your SMART goals, attainable, realistic, time. You want to set those goals while being realistic at what you're going to have time to do, what you're willing to make time to do, and they have to be very personalized for you. So I advocate writing it down, making your goals and writing them down, and actually writing down those goals and giving yourself the time frame to do it. Focus on one goal at a time. You cannot lose weight, quit smoking, and quit drinking all at the same time. It is a very hard thing to do. So if you're trying to do one of those three, you want to cut down on your drinking, you want to quit smoking, and you want to lose weight, pick one of those. Concentrate on that goal for as long as you need to. Remind yourself as often as you need to why you're making the change. Well, I need to lose weight because I know this is so bad for me, or my knees are hurting, or my doctor told me I'm pre-diabetic, or whatever the reason that you're doing whatever it is you're going to do. So that's another good thing. Create your plan, write down those goals, focus on one at a time, remind yourself why you're making those changes, and don't rely on willpower alone. And I specifically say this one for people that are trying to lose weight and or quit smoking. There are support groups out there, and everybody needs a little help once in a while. Quitting cold turkey smoking is a very hard thing to do. Chantrix is a great way. Talk to your doctor about that. Losing weight is surmountable. It's very hard. Joining Weight Watchers, writing it down, seeing a personal trainer, seeing a nutritionist, a dietitian is another great way. Support groups are awesome. So don't try and go it alone. When you're trying to make a big habit change and you really want to make that stick, don't go it alone. They're proving more and more that support from outside sources helps you to keep those goals and helps you to focus on those goals. Starting a new habit during vacation is a great time. If you're going to quit smoking, try starting it during a ski vacation because you're not going to be needing to smoke. You're skiing. Or if you're going to cut down on your drinking, again, maybe vacation not the best time, but losing weight, eating healthy, all of these things are great goals, and we'll talk about more as we go. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.